Okay. Yeah, I keep playing with the idea of getting one of those Baofeng that will do DMR. I think it's about $75. I think you can pick them up on Amazon or eBay. At a UV5R that, you know, I paid $20 for. So it's basically a disposable radio at that point. I'm sure where it is, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I got you, too. I've been looking into the DMR as well, you know, but I got to see what kind of... I think I need some sort of digital radio ID before I can start using DMR. Isn't that correct?
If you want to join the DMR MARC system, then, yeah, you need a... They want you to have a unique ID. But for any closed repeaters... I mean, you know, regular DMR public repeaters, there's a couple around me, and all you need, you don't need a unique ID. All you need is the color code and the frequency, obviously, and the contact info, you know, whatever the talk group ID is that you're using. But, yeah, if you want to use the DMR MARC, and that's the worldwide one, that's, yeah, you need an ID. But it's pretty easy to register.